You're listening to SBS News.
In Washington, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and two dozen other lawmakers knelt in silence at the U.S. Capitol for the 8 minutes and 46 seconds that Chauvin spent with his knee on Floyd's neck. They unveiled a package of police reforms in response to the killing of black Americans by law enforcement, making it easier to prosecute officers for abuse and rethinking how they are recruited and trained. The move comes a day after the Minneapolis City Council voted to dismantle and rebuild the police department in the Minnesota city where the 46-year-old died during an arrest on the 25th of May. Derek Chauvin, the police officer who was filmed pressing his knee on the handcuff to Mr. Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, made his first court appearance on Monday. The 44-year-old appeared by video from a state prison to face charges of second and third degree murder and manslaughter. The 19-year veteran of the police force could face decades in prison if convicted. In Houston, the Texas city where Mr. Floyd grew up, hundreds of mourners waited patiently in stifling heat outside the Fountain of Praise Church to pay their last respects. Outside the church, Eric Ryan Chambers spoke about being dejected since news of Mr. Floyd's death at the hands of police and the protests that followed.
Last couple of weeks felt awesome. Can't even lie. Felt terrible. Didn't want to look at the news. Didn't want to look at my phone.
Texas resident Don McCormick said that the Floyd killing was a clear example of racism in America.
We need to acknowledge there's a problem. It's pretty straightforward. There's really no... This is not a mystery. This is reality.
Rodney Glover attended the viewing in order to show his support for the Floyd family. Afterwards, he said everyone in America needed to work together to make a change.
So first and foremost, we want to show support to the George Floyd family. Secondly, we want to make a statement to the world that black lives do matter. Community support is essential. And not just the black community. Everyone must be a part of this thing to help make a change. So yes, this is a historic moment, but it's also a powerful moment to make a statement to the world that black lives do matter.
Avis Glover told reporters at the service that the world was beginning to listen.
It means that, I feel like people aren't hearing us, but, the fact that we're able to, come out here now today and protest and be able to speak our part, it shows that people are now starting to listen and now, we're able to make impact and stuff like that.
Charles Robertson, who also attended the funeral service, called for reforms in police regulations.
And that's what I've been telling people. You know, we're marching and protesting for justice for George Floyd. But even more than that, our people have been racially discriminated against, undervalued, undermined, underprivileged, racially profiled. And so it even goes beyond that. And so we're here. We're coming together as a whole for justice, for social justice. We need legislative change. We need policy change. It's some policies we need to take a look at, qualified immunity, arbitration, and things of those sorts that can really reform our police stations and the way we police this work.
Jennifer Edwards attended the service with her own son in mind, concerned that as a young African American, the knee of racism will be on his neck one day.
Well, that could have easily been my son in there. And so I feel like I should, as a mom, should express the importance of, you know, what it is to be black in America. It's fearful, it's heart-wrenching, and at this point, I just feel like definite change needs to come about immediately.
Mr. Floyd is to be buried in Houston on Tuesday next to his mother. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.